Welcome to the Upcycle Canada podcast. I'm Jennifer, and together with my husband Dave, we started with an idea, worked on it as a side hustle, and grew it into our first eco-friendly store. At Upcycle Canada, we repurpose, refinish, and reuse discarded items, giving them new life. Sit in on the conversation as we continue to grow from a small side hustle into something much more. Special guests will drop by and share their journey with you as well. This is the most eco-friendly small business podcast in your favorites. This is Upcycle Canada, where yesterday's items are reborn. Let's do this. Hey, it's Jen, and we're back.
And I'm Dave, and we're back.
And we're back.
Did you wonder where we went?
You probably did.
We're like just like buried in interviews lately.
I know.
Do you remember the days when we didn't have a single interview? Like, nobody wanted to talk to us?
It was like we had to actually have a night of conversation.
We talked to each other and recorded it. And that was a podcast.
And that was it.
And now we have people reaching out to us, great people.
Yeah.
So we wanted to do a recap of some of our great podcast episodes that have happened in the last little bit. But before we do, let's put a little funk music break right here. Ready?
Okay.
Yay!
All right, so we're back.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
I love it.
So
much fun.
we're back. Welcome, Jen.
Yes, welcome, Dave.
I miss podcasting with you.
It's funny because at the beginning we did the ones and we were just starting this one tonight. And we're like, it was something I said every beginning.
I forget, yeah.
And we're like,
let's go back and listen.
Yeah, we'll
we
have
started
to go back.
Every podcast episode with the same thing almost. But no, yeah.
Yeah. So
we're
different.
So I feel really out of the loop here.
It's almost like we
need to catch
brand
up.
New at this.
We need to catch up. So again, my name's Dave.
And I'm Jennifer.
Nice to meet you, Jen.
Welcome to the Upcycle Canada podcast.
Welcome to the Upcycle Canada podcast. So one of the things we heard back from one of our guests was that they miss this part of the podcast.
Well,
where you and I kind of hang out and chat.
Yeah.
And talk about life and stuff.
And
so.
Yeah. I like how they, because they said, like, it was like they felt like we were all together in the room. And
so this is Samantha we're talking
yes,
about.
Yes, true. Yeah.
And she has responded, and she's listening probably to this. She has responded to every single podcast episode with a secret Easter egg word.
Yes.
And has won the total eternal affection of Dave and Jen.
She is a super fan.
Super fan. Da-da, da-da.
And yeah. We are a super fan for her.
Absolutely.
Because the things she does are incredible. So, yeah. You have to listen to it.
Yeah. So
she
that's one of the ones we're going to talk about. But let's go in order.
Okay.
Well, first, let's stop. Okay, wait. Let's go back up. What's going on? What's happening with Upcycle
Canada?
So what's
Canada? Happening with us?
Yeah. Let's talk about that a little bit
okay,
before
so,
we talk about a review of some of our past
okay.
interviews.
So
catch us up.
So first of all, it has been a full 2 years since we shut the doors when COVID hit.
Yes.
Because we had opened in February 2020. It is now middle of March 2022. So it's been a full 2 years since we closed. So, but the first 3 months of this year, 2022, have been tough. Yeah.
Quiet.
We have quite a few.
Unnervingly quiet.
A lot of new customers. So they'll come back. But it's been a very, very slow year. For selling things, we had a few two or three custom orders, but nothing.
Yeah. So we've done like a real kind of rethink about our space.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where it was a store with a classroom. Now we're looking at more of it being a classroom with a store.
Right. It's you're coming into this building to go to the class.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, you have things to sell here. You know, it's like, oh, cool. So, yeah.
So we've really upped our game as far as the class side of it. Again, the goal is to give me off nights.
Yes.
So far we're doing terrible at that
yes.
goal because it's now, I'm into April 1st will be my 2 year anniversary
of
on nights.
Working midnights, yes.
And at 52-ish years of age, I'm not built for nights.
No.
Like this and physical labor and the hours and the change of sleep schedule and eating and when I was 25, it was a little bit easier to bounce back, but at 52, it's a little harder. So
for sure,
it's time to really ramp that down and focus on something that's a little bit more long-term and meaningful in the sense that it's something that I can do at my age.
Yes.
Realizing that, right? So the store is not making the numbers even to support itself at this point.
No, like it's, yes, it's not doing anything.
So when we have an employee, we have Paige. Hi, Paige.
Hi.
So the store's not even paying for Paige, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So technically my job, if we look at it this way, your job is paying for everything normally, here. Normal expenses.
Yeah.
But my job's actually paying for the store.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's, if we're losing money on the store, growing as a business, growing as a community, having a podcast, having Paige, right? So there's a lot of upside to it, but
yeah,
there's just
definitely.
Not the dollars going into the cash register right
no.
now. So we're really working hard on that. We're trying to fix that so that we can be sustainable, because this is the year, this is year three.
And we need to,
in our location.
We need to know by the end of this calendar year.
So we have a 3-year lease.
Yes.
So now we need to make a decision coming near the end of the year about, do we stay in this location? Do we move to a bigger location? Do we open a second location? Do we close all completely if we can't make everything meet, our finances meet? So it's a lot of decisions going on and a lot of pressure.
Yeah. And it's not even just like, you know, okay, you know, let's say we close the store. It's not, that's just ridiculous. It's like, okay, well, now we're losing an employee.
Yeah.
That's your first thing. And then there's at least a dozen vendors in the store that are all.
And we have the growth of the podcast, meeting great people, which we'll talk about in a moment.
Yeah.
Like everything is poised to go forward.
Yes.
It's just the dollars in the cash register.
Yeah.
So if you're an Upcycle Canada customer and you have been in the past and you haven't been back for 2 years, we need you.
Yeah.
We really need you. So consider it. Think about how you support local. Think about how you support local stores. And just because we may not be on top of your mind as far as a purchasing decision, doesn't mean we've gone away.
Yeah.
Our bills are constant all the way through COVID.
That's right.
Every single month, everything is due on the same day.
That's right.
So consider how you can support a local business and help us keep the doors open.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a little bit of that. So what we wanted to do today was to kind of go back over some of the interviews that we've done, because we've done a whole bunch of interviews in a row.
Yeah.
Right. And just kind of do a little recap, catch you up on, you know, some of the things that have happened post interview and, some of the highlights from each of the interviews that we've done recently. So our first interview ever was with who?
Paige.
Yay.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
She was so adorable.
Yes, she's adorable. So, what are some thoughts from Paige's podcast episode, first time ever? While you're talking, I'm going to pull up numbers too.
Okay, cool. I think, well, first of all, I think it was important that we showcased her first just because she is our employee. We see her every week. There's just a lot of fun with her, being so young and just the concept of her knowledge and understanding about upcycling and just the things she knows. She's very mature for a 15-year-old.
Oh, gee,
and,
yeah.
She's just, like, people actually have often asked if she's our daughter.
Yeah. We would adopt her, but I think her family would.
But her family would probably say, no.
We'd have to cheer for Montreal.
I know.
I'm not a big hockey guy, but anyways, we'd have to definitely make some changes. So.
Yeah, so. But yeah, she's definitely been a benefit, even though it's been like weird to hire someone when we're still barely making enough money to pay her. But it's at the same time, it was totally worth it because she reaches a whole new element of people, new dynamics, the way she thinks about it and performs on like Instagram or the different social medias. She's just a whole new level of enthusiasm and cheer and just the things she does is just fun to watch, and it brings a whole new dynamic to our store, which is, it's fun and it's enjoyable, and she's always coming up with new ideas. She's very thoughtful and she plans things out well. So for classes,
yeah,
I think it's fun too. She does the kids classes. She's got all kinds of new ideas and she's not afraid to try something. And she's good to try it before she does the class too, to make sure she's, you know, on the ball with that. So
yeah. And yeah, so for Paige's podcast, as of the recording time, we're at 85 downloads.
Nice.
Which is one of our better podcasts and listened to in Canada, America, Germany, Iran, India, Netherlands, and France. which is pretty cool. So to know that her voice has gone into those countries.
I know.
Great response from people who have listened as well. And it's fun to talk to her. She brings a completely different perspective and stuff into how we run our business and everything. And
yep.
She's just been good.
Yeah.
Really, really, to go from a customer to an employee. And we got great plans for her in the future.
Totally.
So, hi, Paige. Thanks for listening. Go Montreal. There, I think I covered all the bases.
There you go.
All right, well, next.
So, do you want me to go in order 16?
Yeah, let's go to the next one. Who would you have after Paige?
Cliff Ravenscraft is 16.
Yeah, so that was a clip from Clubhouse.
That's right. So it wasn't that
we necessarily interviewed,
but you did have conversation with him because you were in the room at the time.
So we did an interview together and just kind of talked through some stuff on Clubhouse. Really good to speak to him. He's a great podcaster, 40-plus podcasts that he's done over his podcasting career.
Crazy.
And he gives some interview tips on how to be a good interviewee and a good interviewer.
Yes.
Both. So some of the things we've been putting into place is to not talk over people while they're doing an interview with us, giving them space to talk without cutting them off, all that kind of stuff. I've heard some very bad interviews for podcasts and like distractingly bad when the guest is trying to talk and the host is talking over them.
Okay.
And it's just complete. As a listener, you get distracted. So
we try to
put the focus on our guests, and it's working. I think we're having some really good responses.
Yeah,
on that.
Definitely.
So next interview is
Cicely
from
Upcycle for Change.
Now Cicely has been coming to us off and on for some paint donations for what she does. Explain briefly what they do.
Okay, so they take furniture from a local furniture bank.
Donation
place. Some of the furniture they received are things that need a bit of TLC, and they're able to take, which we've been able to graciously donate some paint that we have in our store and other local businesses, and they refinish and recolor and new colors, whatever, to fix up some furniture pieces and sets of stuff too for families that are in need. So
always looking for donations. It's Niagara Furniture Bank. That's the overarching donation location. That sound funny? Donation location. For this. And then, so Cicely works with volunteers from Brock University.
Yes.
And it's interesting. She uses Instagram.
Only.
Yeah, she doesn't use Facebook, really like a website. She finds that Instagram is the best way to reach her target audience. So, she's a good business person because she knows who her audience is.
That's right.
And she knows how to communicate. And it's all Brock students regaining their volunteer hours.
Which is
and
great.
Helping out people in need at the same time.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Talk about using your superpowers for good, right?
Yeah.
So and Cicely came up with all this on her own.
Yeah. It's amazing.
So smart, super smart girl.
Yeah, very smart.
Great interview. Make sure you go check that one out.
That's right, number 17.
That was number 17. Okay. Yeah. 18. What was 18?
18 is Pam from Maritime Moose.
Pam was awesome.
That was a fun one too.
Oh yeah.
Thanks.
Some dirt bikes drove by during the interview.
Oh, yeah. She's like, there's people like four-wheelers.
So she's out in Nova Scotia area of the world, Eastern Ontario, Eastern Canada. And, she's super nice.
I know.
Like, and she takes, like, sweaters and totally takes them apart.
Exactly.
So I explained this to another vendor, and they're like, they couldn't believe that she does this.
Yeah. Like, the time
it
takes.
And then redoes all the yarn and
all
remakes
the colors
them.
And like rolls them back up.
So Pam, if you're listening to this, hi Pam.
Hi Pam.
We had a great interview with you. Really appreciate it. And Liam needs some cat toys.
Yes, he does.
Because she makes these really cool cat toys with catnip in there.
That's
and everything.
Right.
So we're going to be definitely getting some cat toys for Liam, our cat.
Yes.
Yes. So Pam was wonderful. Make sure you go back and listen to that. Yes. Maritime Moose. Awesome.
Number 19, Mayor Walter Senzik.
So how's this? You get the mayor.
From our city, St. Catharines, Ontario.
To get on a podcast with us. Like he snuck us in during his day.
Yeah.
Just before lunch. And we had a problem with the link to get it going. So we only had a 30-minute time span. We spent the first 5 to 7 minutes just chatting. And when we hit record, it didn't work. So we had to recreate the whole Zoom meeting recording. And so we were down to like less than 20 minutes to capture a podcast interview. So I was stressing it a little bit because I had to like recreate everything in front of him.
Yeah.
And then he's like, just send it to my email address. So anyways.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was a great sport. He shared some insight about how upcycling can help our environment.
Mm-hmm.
How our city went from every week garbage pickup to every second week, and that it expanded the length of the lifetime of our landfill by 15 years.
Yeah.
It just doubled the length of the landfill years just by switching.
Just for that. Yeah. That's crazy.
So very interesting. A great gentleman. Nice to talk to you. So Mayor Walter, we thank you for your time.
Yes.
That was really nice and kind of you to do that. He's even shopped in our store.
I know. That's amazing.
Which is really kind of neat. Yeah. So when the mayor is standing outside the front of your store asking if he can come in, knowing that he has the keys to the city, he probably has a key to my store.
That's right.
So he probably just come in anytime he wants. Yeah. So thank you, Mayor, for your time. Yes, next, who do we got?
Next, number 20 is Tay and Mike Whiteside from Black Dog Salvage.
Okay, so I don't know. Have you ever heard of these guys before?
Well, not about a year ago, no.
Yeah. So there's like, they're famous or something.
They're famous.
About something, right?
Yes, they do architectural.
A TV show?
TV show, yeah.
Yeah, Black Dog Salvage.
Something like that, yeah.
Salvage Dogs.
11 seasons or something?
11 seasons, 8 years, 143 episodes. I can all memorize. So Tay and Mike. Mike is the father, Tay is the son.
Yes.
Tay is 25 feet tall or something.
It's a duck, go into any room.
Oh, yeah. Anyways, he's, and his voice is just like, FM radio soothing, voice guy.
Yeah.
But anyway, they made time for us. They took time out of the day, went in the studio and recorded with us. They knew who Paige was.
Yep.
They've checked out our Instagram. They knew about what we do. So kind of them to take time for us.
That was amazing.
And that podcast, I was just pulling the number down. That podcast is doing really well for us. We're at 96 downloads right now. And really super nice guys. Go and check them on YouTube. Go to Black Dog Salvage. Just type it in and check out Mike and Tay Whiteside. I think you'll love to see little clips of the show and a great interview with them. Go check out that podcast.
It's so casual.
It was so much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, we laughed a lot.
Yeah,
it was good. They called us hosers. So that's fun. And we talked about beaver tails, which freaked them out. I don't think they really understood what we were talking about.
No, I think they were a bit like,
What?
Okay, yeah sure.
21, we talked to
Samantha from
Samantha from Junebird.ca. There, we just did your new jingle.
That's right.
Samantha is our super fan, we mentioned earlier.
Yes. So, yes, we're back to Samantha.
She has a sticker for Upcycle Canada on her sewing machine. Mm-hmm. As she's listening to this right now, she's going to reach up and touch that.
Yes.
Yes. And we're very happy to
have a superpower button.
Yeah, superpower button. Touch that, and it's like Dave and Jen appear.
Yeah.
So she listens to our podcast while she's working, and she's probably working on something right now. So we're all waving.
Yes.
So Samantha's a wonderful new friend that we found through the world of podcasting.
That's right.
Yeah. And she encourages us, and somehow we encourage her. I don't know how we do that, but we appreciate her.
And she does stuff for, like, makes kids' clothing, repurposes fabrics and
textiles. All about saving textiles from the landfill.
Absolutely. So she even makes toys.
Toys.
Special.
Like taking your baby's onesie and turning into a stuffed animal.
That's right.
Like, that is so cool.
Like, your baby's keepsakes, that your babies are now in their 20s or whatever, and, like, what a great way to keep that little...
You used to be this big.
I know. And that's the thing. Our kids were, even with our stuff, they're like, I fit into that.
Oh, you're getting all schmooey right now. Let's quickly move on. Samantha, hey, hope you're doing, having a good day.
Yes.
Thank you for listening.
Cheers.
I know you are. So thank you very much. Number 22, my favorite number.
Yes. And... it's about your favorite thing to drink.
And it's this year. Like
22. So what's
Alex?
The date tomorrow? We should have done this wrong.
Whatever.
So whatever.
So Alex was on. He has an app to rate coffee shops.
Yes.
Cafes and businesses for how eco-friendly they are. And you can give them a rating as a customer. Celebrate people, restaurants and cafes that are doing a good job being eco-friendly.
Mm-hmm.
So Alex created this app. And we had a good chance to talk to him. He's in New York. And super nice guy.
Yeah,
met him on Clubhouse. And he wanted to get on and chat about his app. So go download his app. Give coffee shops a rating. You can do this anywhere here in Canada, America. There's almost every country in the world you can do this. So go to your favorite app store for iOS, for Apple, and for Android, and look up EcoRate, E-C-O-R-A-T-E. And that will be a great app to add to your phone and support Alex as he created this app.
That's amazing.
For you.
Yeah.
So that's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
All right, next, what do we got?
So that's it.
No, we got. Well, from the time this goes out, we still have all these other ones coming. So we have episode 23. We've got interview with somebody named Gemma.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know Gemma?
I do.
What does she do?
She is also like a t-shirt kind of.
She's kind into of shirts. So yeah, she loves t-shirts.
T-shirts.
What's the name of her business?
What's it called again? Something with tea.
Revive the
teas.
Yeah, so she's really good into CPR.
And where is she from originally?
CPR.
England. Yeah.
Yeah.
What? CPR?
Yeah, she revives the tea.
Revives the tea.
No, that's not what it is. That's CPR
not what thing. I was thinking.
Oh.
Yeah, you
I should listen to that podcast.
Me.
Yeah, CPR. Yeah. Sorry, Gemma. So anyways, she has this great business where she takes your t-shirts and makes them into these beautiful quilts. And a great way to preserve memories. Maybe someone in your family has passed on and you have all their clothes and you want something. She can make pillows and blankets and all kinds of great
stuff. Some really cool things.
She's got the best accent in the world.
Yes.
I would say it's brilliant because that's how they say things in England. Everything is brilliant. So she's brilliant and her business is brilliant and she's a kind person. So go and check out episode 23 of the Upcycle Canada podcast.
Yes.
Next, 24.
Next, 24 is...
Two dozen
is the hockey stick guy.
He shoots. He scores. Did you know that John played hockey?
I did not know until we did the podcast.
His brother played hockey as well.
I know. That's pretty neat. I didn't realize. That's pretty awesome.
So John takes hockey sticks and turns them into stuff. John has a career, and he does this on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
He hides in his garage from his wife and his girls. He has a cottage in the summer, so he likes to take the summer off. But he's created a business around his desire to work with hockey sticks and keep them from landfill. And he's built a little side business. For him, part of the problem is it's growing. And now he doesn't know what to do with it because it's getting big.
That's right.
So he started with us from day one in our store. We had his stuff in our store. He's been a great supporter of Upcycle Canada. He's a great guy.
Yes.
Super, super nice guy.
Totally cool.
Yeah. So we're very thankful to have John with us. So hockey stick guy, John Lyon.
Yes.
That was number 24. Yes. 25.
25 is a Nick Doremi.
And with a special guest surprise.
Yes. With Paige.
Paige showed up.
She came to the interview.
Yay. So if you don't know, if you haven't seen any Instagram or Facebook and you've been under a rock for a long time, Paige and Nick have really kind of connected. And they actually started speaking French in the middle of the podcast. We still don't know what they said.
They were definitely talking about us.
Paige smirks when I ask her what they were talking about.
Yeah.
She says it's all good, but I don't know what she said. Anyways, they had a little conversation in the middle there. So if you don't speak French, you'll be just like us and you'll have no idea what they said.
Mm-hmm.
If you do speak French, enjoy, because there's a little tidbit in there for you.
The one thing I like about Anik is all her things are with the guitar strings and like she makes the jewelry, bracelets.
So it's not just guitar, though. It's guitar, piano, violin,
any stringed instrument, period. Yep. And I think the coolest thing about that is some of the custom work that she can do for people is like if someone's passed on, for instance, and again, same with the t-shirts.
All the memory stuff.
That's the whole thing. It's all the stories behind everything. Yeah. It's just incredible. But if somebody has passed on, they had their favorite guitar and like the spouse or family doesn't know what to do with it. Like what a great opportunity to take some of the strings and even make some jewelry or special pendants or bracelets or charms, cufflinks. She's done a variety of some really neat things to keepsakes for people. So
yeah.
So that's what I like.
Yeah. And I think you mentioned there was one where they had strings from a guitar and a song was written on that guitar and it was for a relatives, and they had taken those strings and made something meaningful from the strings for the family members. Like,
yeah.
You can't get that stuff at a box store.
No.
I'm sorry.
No.
So, yeah, so the interviews have been really good. We got some really good ones coming up that are not on our list in front of us. We had Stan, who does recycled pianos, upcycled pianos.
Yeah.
We have another hockey stick guy. Great interview as well. He does something different than our other gentleman that we were talking about, but same idea about repurposing and saving.
That's right.
And keeping them from the landfill. That's right. What it's all about, right?
Yeah.
We've had a movie company reach out to us about a documentary that's coming up
that we might be helping
to support and promote, and they really are interested in us. We have other eco-friendly companies and businesses that are reaching out to us.
So one of the other ones that I think we are that's coming up that I'm excited about is called The Green Needle, and Ludmilla is a sewing expert. She is a teacher. She does classes and all kinds of cool stuff. So I'm impressed just the fact that of what she does. And one of my favorite things I think that she does that I considered doing something with is your wedding dress.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll take your wedding dress and recreate and pulls the dress apart, like all the little pearls and like the lace, and she'll recreate like
multiple things
out of one piece for your family, whether it be something for in your hair, a cool blouse or skirt or ties or, you know, like there's so much she can do with it, with all of the fabric from a wedding dress. There's so much fabric in a wedding dress.
Instead of seeing her go to like a donation center or dump and throwing it in the garbage or turning it into rags, like there's meaning behind these pieces of clothing, right?
Yeah.
So to be able to capture that and give it back to you in a different form.
And then she teaches
people how to do stuff too, right? So they'll buy a skirt, disassemble the skirt to see how it was made.
Yeah.
And then it becomes the stencil, the outline to make something just like it out of something else.
Yeah.
So she's teaching people how to deconstruct and reconstruct.
That's amazing.
Garments.
Yeah. And,
like who knows how to do that, really?
Yeah.
Like, so she has these classes at the Green Needle in Ottawa, and she'll take you through the whole process and teach. So she's a super kind lady, and we're so proud to have her on.
Mm-hmm.
I think she wanted her podcast released the next day.
I know.
it takes a little while to get them all done, but
unfortunately,
she's been very patient with us, and we got the podcast coming soon for that one as well. So lots of great stuff happening, lots of great guests, you know, and we're always looking for guests. So.
Yeah.
You know, if you've heard the podcast and you're interested or whatever, the other thing we'd love to do too, thinking about this lately, is on Instagram. You can go on, and if you're on Instagram, you can do a message.
Instead
of typing it, you can do a voice message.
Right.
So you just hold this little microphone button, keep holding it, and talk. And send us a voice message on Instagram.
That'd be amazing.
And we will put your voice message on the podcast.
Totally.
So you can be like, hi, this is Dave from St. Catharines. I'm listening to the Upcycle podcast. Just wanted to say hello. Whatever.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Jennifer, and I'm listening to the Upcycle Canada podcast. Send us that message.
Yeah.
And we will put you on the podcast. And you can hear your voice on here. Because, you know, I've heard my voice now for 20 plus episodes. I like to hear someone else's voice. So do that. Just anytime you have a chance, just hit that little record button, send it off to us on Instagram, and then we can throw you on the podcast, and we can actually hear your voice. That would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
So that's an open invitation, including you, Samantha, you know, because I know you're going to respond to this. But just do that. Hit that record button. It's really simple, and we'd love to get you on there. That'd be really cool.
Yeah.
So talk about a little bit before we close about what's coming up this summer.
So
it's kind of in that same context.
That's right.
We're going to be doing a couple live shows, setting up a tent.
That's right.
And everything is going to be you and Paige, or me and Paige, or you and me, or I don't know who's going to be there. But anyway,
let Paige run the store, and you and I go out.
I think she's going to fight us for that.
Yeah,
she's going to want to go.
She's not. She hasn't done an out of office, I guess you could call it, out of office event. So yeah.
But what we're going to do at our next events coming up, we have one in Vineland, Ontario, and one in Hamilton,
yes,
Ontario, in May for sure.
June. Yeah.
What are we going to do that's different this time?
So tell people. We are going to have a whiteboard with a little saying, you know, hi, my name is whatever. I'm here at the event and I'm on the Upcycle Canada. I'm here to say hi. I'm on the Upcycle Canada podcast. Something like that. But we're going to record your voice, just like Dave mentioned.
At the event.
And we will have a whole bunch of recordings. So we might just have a whole podcast of a whole bunch of people and families doing and shout-outs. Children doing shout outs saying, I'm here at this event. And
so when you come to, and you see us at the event, if you've heard this podcast before the event, come ready.
Yeah.
Have your kids jump on, whatever.
Absolutely. You know, do a whole family group thing.
Whole family. You can sing a song. I don't know. Whatever you want to do.
You want to be on our podcast.
We'll have a whole episode just for you guys.
We'll be selling things and stuff too. But
that'll be something so really fun.
Yeah, totally. I think we'll blow people away when they see to do that. That'll be so cool.
So that's coming up. So that'll be in what months?
May is the one at the Blossom Fest. Yeah. And end of June, will be in Hamilton.
Best way to know for sure, go to upcyclecanada.ca, click on our events page.
It'll be.
You will find out all the details. And if you are in the local area, come by, say hello, get on the podcast.
That's
like,
right.
Come on. Who's going to offer you a chance to get on a podcast? Come on.
Yeah.
Think about this for a second. Some of you are listening to a podcast for the first time. Come and be on our podcast. We'd love to have you on.
I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it'll be great.
I would listen to that one over and over
again. Yeah,
especially if I knew I was on. I'm like the fourth one in. You know, it's like, waiting for it.
So. Okay, so that's happening. That's going to be pretty fun. And then on top of it, come and buy some stuff so we can pay our rent.
Please.
That would be great.
Because it does cost money to even go to these events. Oh, so we need to cover those costs.
Not as a person shopping, but.
No, for us, it costs.
For us to be there,
it does cost to be there,
So
there's no fee to get in.
Lots of good stuff happening at Upcycle Canada. Guys, we just got to turn it around financially. We got to make some money here. So do what you can. Come to the store. Support where you can. Share the podcast. Tell people. Tell your friends. Tell your neighbors. Tell the grumpy guy across the street who doesn't rake his grass. That guy. Tell everybody to come shopping at Upcycle Canada. Mm-hmm. Let's keep these doors open. Let's keep Paige paid. And... help me get off nights.
Yes.
You'll be my best friend if you can help me get off nights. Mm-hmm. Jen's enjoying not having me around, keeping her up all night. But I would like to be home at night. So let's make that happen.
That would be wonderful.
That would be great. So this is just a quick one. Just a review of what's happened. So get caught up and just hear our wonderful voices again. Samantha, you're welcome. And we are going to move forward with more podcast episodes coming, more interviews coming, lots of great stuff ahead. Jen, are you ready for this?
I am ready.
You are?
This has been fun to do this again.
Yeah, I know. I miss it. So we got to do this again.
Yeah.
So I'll send you a calendar invite and let's get together.
About a half an hour or 45 minutes maybe, just in case.
All right.
Okay.
Cheers.
I'll look for it.
Thank you guys for listening. We appreciate every single person, every single listen. If you haven't, if it's your first episode, go back to episode one. You're missing out. Talk to you soon.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye. This has been the Upcycle Canada podcast. Thanks for listening today. We appreciate your feedback and would love to connect with you. Email your questions, comments, or suggestions to upcyclecanadapodcast@gmail.com. To find out more about our business and access links to all our social media sites, podcast notes, and more, please visit upcyclecanada.ca. A review of this episode on the podcast app of your choice is always appreciated. Please help us build this community by sharing our podcast with your family and friends. Our thanks to Jacob Moon for the instrumental backing track used in this podcast. Please visit jacobmoon.com for more on this talented Canadian artist. Join us again for more great topics, ideas, and practical steps to help you in your daily life. Thank you for listening. Let's keep this conversation going.
Hey, this is Dave. You're like, what's this music? I thought the podcast was over. Well, it is. This is actually an ad. Oh, you're like, an ad. But this is different. This is for another podcast called, ready? Dad Space. Dad Space is a podcast created for dads by dads head over to dadspace.ca for all the information. And we would love, if you know a dad, if you are a dad, if you've ever had a dad, if you know a new dad, a current dad, an empty nest dad, we have a podcast just for dads. And I'd love to share it with you and to share it with a special dad in your life, dadspace.ca. Thank you for listening to the podcast you've already been listening to. But if you want a little bit more podcasting greatness, check out dadspace.ca, dadspace.ca, for all the goodness for your favorite dad. Aw. It's like a Father's Day present every day. We'll see you over at dadspace.ca. Thanks for listening to all of our podcasts, and we'll talk soon. This is Dave, and I'll meet you at dadspace.ca. Cheers. And now we dance.